Okay. So we're in the middle of discussing the union of Misasik, Machlekes Rashi, and Tosfos. Rashi said, the Gemara made a Nukimta, Machlekes between Abaye and Rava, when is the case of Misasik? Rava said that Misasik is even by Miskaven Lachtoich, which means a person goes and they actually have in mind to cut, but they had in mind to cut something that was not connected to the ground. That's the way Rava touched up. And Abaye said, no, Abaye said that we're talking about a case where Lagbiya is a Tolosh. That was Abaye's Ukimta. So basically it seemed to be that according to Abaye, if you have Kavana to cut, then you can be Chayiv no matter what, even though you had a mind to cut something which was not connected to the ground. And according to Rava, even if you had a mind to cut, but if your das was to cut something that was not connected to the ground, b'chei gamni, you're going to go ahead and be potter. That's the Gemara. Then that is no machlekes. The Shaila is, what is Rava talking about? What's Rava's case? So we have it like this. Rashi in Shabbos says, and that's the Mashmois over here as well, based on Rashi at the beginning of the sugya. Rashi says like this. Rashi says, Niskavin lachtoich tolush zeh v'chotach mechuber acher. So Rashi learns that the case can only be like this. You had in mind to cut A, which was not connected to the ground, and you ended up cutting B, which was connected to the ground. So according to Rashi, again, how the Gemara flows is a little more challenging, but according to Rashi, we understand very clearly the difference between Shegeg and Misasik. Shegeg means you want to do A and you did A. It happens to be that you didn't know that A was an Avera. You didn't know A was an Avera. But you wanted to do A and you did A. And according to Rashi, that's not a Misasik, even according to Rava. And according to Tosfos, Rava's even talking about a case where you want to cut this Tolosh. I want to cut this stalk. I just thought that the stalk is not connected to the ground. And therefore, according to my understanding, I'm not doing an Avera, because I'm cutting something which is not connected to the ground. It turned out it is connected to the ground. That's the way Abaye learns. Now, that's the way Rava learns according to Tosfos. And Tosfos says it clearly. So the question is like this. According to Tosfos, L'chaira, every Misasik is like a Shogeg. That was the challenge that we were having to try to understand Tosfos. And Tosfos in our sugi itself tries to answer this kasha. But we weren't getting a clear understanding what Tosfos is saying. So we'll take a look at Tosfos one more time. Tosfos divri amaschel do lechaven lechaticha di surah. Yutesam ad beis, the second Tosfos. Tosfos says, why is Misasik potter? Because you weren't, the Gemara says, because you weren't mechaven to chaticha di surah. So again, according to Rashi, that means I didn't want to do this act at all. I wanted to cut this item, which was disconnected. And I ended up cutting something that I didn't want. That's according to Rashi. According to Tosfos, they're talking about you cut the same item. Right? So it's a regular shogeg lachar. Why are you not a regular shogeg? So Tosfos says like this, Vim Tomar, shogeg nami dekol atarakul le miskaven l'isim. Every shogeg doesn't have in mind to do an isim. In the whole Torah, normally when a guy is a shogeg, he's a shogeg in something that we know it's awesome. Meaning, he doesn't know it's awesome, but we do. We know it's awesome. So he's doing a malacha, he's doing an avera, he's making a mistake. But we know what he's doing is awesome. Mashenken aval hocha Tosfos says by misasik miskaven ledovar shehu heter lekuli alma. Over here he's trying to do something which everybody would say is mutter. He's trying to do something, to cut something which is tolish. And therefore, im hoya kafim asher usov, if it would be what he's thinking, everybody would say it's mutter. So it sounds like an easy guideline, but as we said it last week, we ended off with this kasha. It doesn't really fit with the rest of the Masechta. Tosfos seems to be saying at first glance that in order to be a real shogeg, has to be that you wanted to do something which is an avera. You didn't know you were doing an avera, but you want to do something which is an avera. And that's what, so what was your mistake? You made a mistake in halacha. You made a mistake in halacha. But you want to do something which is an avera. And therefore you chayev achatas. For not clarifying that what you're doing is actually an avera. But over here, you're actually trying to do something which is not an avera. So on Shabbos, if a guy doesn't know that there's an issur to cut and he's cutting, all he's missing is the knowledge that what he's doing is awesome. That's called a shogeg. But here, he's missing the metzias. What he thinks he's doing is taka muta. That's what Tosfos says. Now again, if there would be no data on this topic, this would be the end. Very geschmack. We have a new way to look at a shogeg. A shogeg means is a case where you're trying to do something which is an avera. You just don't know it's an avera. No problem. Problem is that the whole Masechta is full of cases that are not that way. The most simple case is the case where you thought it's a weekday. Right? You wake up one morning, you thought it was a weekday. You did malacha. That's a shogeg. Right? Now, you thought it was Sunday. And according to your knowledge that it's Sunday, everybody would say you're allowed to do what you're doing. You made breakfast. Sunday morning, you're allowed to make breakfast. So you fried an egg. No problem. According to the guideline that Tosfos is giving us over here, you should be potter from a chatas. Because if it would be what you're really thinking, that it's Sunday, then everybody would tell you it's mutter. Tosfos seems to be saying that a chatas is limited to a case where based on your knowledge, other people would say what you're doing is awesome. People that have the knowledge of halacha. If you think it's Sunday, then why is Sunday different than it's not connected to the ground? It's the same thing. What's the chiluk? It's really a plea what Tosfos is saying, l'chayim. So we have like this. We have, and besides for the fact that many, many of the cases of Misasek, Taka seemed to mirror Shoigik. He seemed to mirror Shoigik. And Lomoshel, somebody is Achoisei V'ishto, he was Mechamen for his wife, and he ended up having beer with his sister. That's a Misasek. Right? Mechaven Leishtoi, and it turned out to be Achoisei. He went into Achoisei. That's called a Misasek. Right? Now again, according to Tosfos' guideline, it won't be so gefährlich. Because everybody would say that if she's your wife, it's okay. According to Tosfos' guideline, it works. Right? Everybody would say that that if Taka, she is your wife, it's okay. He says, Kavali, fits. Actually fits Tosfos' guideline. That type of misasik. But the problem is, let's go in the very same case. It's not achoisei v'ishtoi, imoi b'mita. It's only achoisei. It's only your sister. And he thought that his sister was his wife. That's not a misasik. That's a shegik. Misasik is, the pshat is, he has his wife and his sister, and he had das that he was going after his wife, and they slipped, whatever positions, turned out to be his sister. That's a misasik. But if actually, there's only one lady here, he made a mistake, he was shogeg. He didn't know that it wasn't his wife. That's a shogeg, that's not a misasik. Now according to Tosfos' guideline, that should fight to be a misasik. If what Tosfos is saying is as simple as I'm telling you, that Misasik means anytime you're trying, according to Rava, anytime you're trying to do something which, according to what you think it is, everybody would say it's permitted. So then every time a person makes a mistake, and now let's go to Chelev and Shuman. The same thing. The guy thinks it's Shuman. Now he aimed, Misasik would be more, he aimed for the Shuman and he ended up getting the Chelev. That would be a misasik, right? But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you have two pieces of meat in front of you. Chelev and Shuman. Well, not two pieces. One piece of meat. You don't need chatich and mishtech chatich. One piece of Ashim Tolly, you need two pieces. One piece of meat. You thought it was Shuman. Turned out to be Chelev. Then you're not a misasik. That's a regular sheik. Chayt? Why aren't you misasik according to Tosfos? According to your knowledge that it's Shuman, everybody would say it's okay. You could call 1,000 rabbonim. I have a chaticha Shuman. Am I allowed to eat it or not? The rabbi will say yes. The same rabbi that you called up and say, I have a disconnected stalk here, can I cut it? They'll say, gesundheit. Cut it, gesundheit. Could be a shayla of teuchen if you make it very small. Cut it, gesundheit, no problem. The same rabbi. With the same shayla. Shuman, no problem. Ask me that I get the appetite. Then you call up the rav an hour later, you say, I made a mistake. It wasn't Shuman, it was Chelev. He goes, you chayev kar? Yeah, it's not chayev kars, but you shegig bekars. Go bring a kor mechatis. Why? For Tosfos just told me that if I made a mistake with something that everybody would say is okay, then there's no kol. It's very, very unclear. That's why we cannot learn Tosfos kipshutei. We can't learn Tosfos the simple way of learning Tosfos, the way it seems. We can't learn Tosfos that way. So Shaila is, what is the pshat? So the Chazon Ish brings down a very, very mechudishtik pshat, Chazon Ish, not his own. He actually is bothered with it. But he brings down a whole new way to learn the Tosfos. And he says like this. He says, Kol dovo shehaheter v'ho'isur shovim boy, then shehaheter v'ho'isur shovim boy, then there's a guideline that's not called a misasik. So listen to what he says. He says like this. First, cutting. Cutting we already explained last week. There's a difference between cutting that's connected and cutting something that's not connected. It's a different type of cutting. Okay. Then you get to two women. What's the difference between two women? He says like this. He says, by chalov and varayas, he says, by chalov and varayas, if we're going to say that masasik is only where you wanted to do a different action, so now we're upgrading Tosfos. Tosfos is not just saying that what you wanted to do was mutter and everybody would tell you it's mutter, then it's okay. No, it has to be that the heter and the iser are the same act. The heter and the iser are the same act. But if I wanted to do something that was different than I actually did, right, then that would constitute a misasik. It has to be that what you wanted to do and what you did were two different acts. Tosfos doesn't just mean that what you wanted to do, everybody would say it's okay. It's what you wanted to do, everybody would say it's okay, and what you actually did was a little different than what you wanted to do. That's the change here that we're saying. Meaning, misasik has two requirements. Requirement number one, that what you wanted to do, everybody would say is okay. That's requirement number one. Requirement number two is that what you did was actually a different type of act than you wanted to do. So there were two differences. Number one, what you thought you were doing, everybody would say is okay. Number two, what you actually accomplished was different than what you wanted to do. So for instance, the cutting case, I wanted to cut something that was disconnected from the ground, and now I'm cutting something that was connected to the ground. That's a different type of cutting. It's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. One second. Very good. Chalev and Shuman in front of you. Your sister and your wife in front of you. Same thing. And you did the same beer. So L'chair over there, what do you have to come on to Misasek? If in fact this is the Pshat and Toysis. Why do you have to come on to Misasek for? We know Misasek b'chalov and v'ray is chayiv shekeinena, right? You don't have to come on to shekeinena. Now that we're saying that there's an added requirement to be a Misasek, you need two things. Number one, it has to be that what you wanted to do, everybody would say is okay. But that alone is not enough. Because if that would be the case, then there would never be a Chiyuv Chatas. Not never, but very often there wouldn't be a Chiyuv Chatas. So now we added another Nekuda, which is like the Mekor Baruch, which is that it has to be that what you wanted to do and what you actually did was different. You didn't do exactly what you wanted to do. And cutting from something that's connected to the ground, cutting something that's not connected to the ground is different. So then by two beers, it's the same. You were going to have beer to lady one. You thought it was your wife. You end up being with beer with lady two, which is your sister. Over there, the halach is that if not for the fact that there would be a din of shekeinena, you'd be potter. Because you're misasek. What do you mean? You're not misasek. What? You're a regular shegig. You're a regular shegig. So here's where the new Dichui comes, a tremendous doichik. So the Chazon Ish quotes as follows. He says, Chelev is Shuman, and same thing, Chelev and Shuman. You wanted to eat Chelev. You wanted to eat Shuman, you ate Chelev. Same act. He says, no. Chelev is Shuman, stay time in him. Chelev and Shuman will taste a little different. So that's enough to be called that something else happened. You wanted to eat Shuman, you ate Chelev. It's not exactly the same, because they taste a little different. Okay, now what about beer? Look at the Zalbazach by beer. This is where Mamish could do. Plots. Beer is also a little different. Beer with this person and beer, it's a mashu different. That's enough to be called. He says, therefore, Chaluk remain b'taimim, v'chein kol beiz noshim ein abiyah shoveh, like the Gemara says in Nida, ein abiyah aleyim shoveh, v'nimtza she'iskavein l'zeh v'oso asiyah acheres, v'lochein nidoin ki misasek, elo chayiv mishum keinene. Yechayiv mishum shekeinene. This is what he says. Anyway, says the Chazon Ish, he says the whole thing is a pleah. He says, the isser of beer with a sister is not based on the difference of the experience of that beer versus a woman that's mutter. That's not what the Torah asked. The Torah asked it is your sister. It's not the time of the beer of this beer versus the time of that beer. So the Chazon Ish says it doesn't look pshat. That's the Chazon Ish's plea. So it doesn't make sense to say that even if there is a distinction of time, it's irrelevant. How could that be an integral part of what we're saying the Chiyuv Chatas is? You went in mind to do that, and it ended up being what? It ended up being the same thing as far as the Isser is concerned. That's not the difference between the B of Isha A and Isha B, is not the Isser. So it's an irrelevant issue. It's an irrelevant issue. It's irrelevant. That's the Chazon Ish's taina. And Chazon Ish says also, he says, I don't know where he knows that Chelev and Shuman is showing him Zemize. He definitely never ate it. He says, as far as I know, the Chazon Ish says, as far as I know, Chelev and Shuman are the same. They taste the same. Okay. Chazon Ish doesn't know that either. He just says, Minole is Chelev and Shuman to showing him B'taima. But obviously the Chazon Ish holds like this. Chelev and Shuman, if they talk a taste differently, at least you could arguably say that is, that time is what the Torah asked. So that could almost be considered part of the integral part of the Issur. So that Tam Chelev is what the Torah asked. That's what the Chazanish means to say. He's saying, I don't know where he knows that from, but even if it would be true, okay, maybe we could, but by Bia, Zichah, that's not the difference. That it's true that this lady and that lady, the other lady, the Gemara says, ain't called it's Ba'ishova, it's ain't called it. It's true. But that's not what the Torah asked. The Torah asked to be in this woman. We could say even better, Ba'ishalekadarka is also, it's a completely different time. Ba'ishalekadarka is also in an Ev. Chayiv Misa, for Ba'ishalekadarka. It's also called a Ba'ish. Sha'amelech has a whole shayla for you, Makayim Mitzvah's Oina. If you do Ba'ishalekadarka, it's Machlekes, it's a whole shayla. It's not their rechishas. A goy is not allowed to have biyish like a dog. By a goy, it's not part of the ishas. Right? That's the halacha. By a goy, biyish like a dog. But anyway, so this is what the chazan is. So therefore, very, very difficult. And the truth is that the questions that the chazanish have just keep on growing. That's what I'm saying. The sugya becomes a totally impossible to understand. Because we have the Gemara in Pesachim that says if somebody's miskaven to warm his body up, let's just go with the case of Gizeh Tzemer. He wants to warm his body up with Gizeh Tzemer. He had in mind to use the Gizeh Tzemer of the Chulin. Turned out he used the Gizeh Tzemer of the Mukdash. Right? It's all sugi there of Shekinena as well. With Me'ila, with the whole thing. What do you mean? That's exactly the same. When you mock this something, it doesn't have a different tam. It's the same Gizeh Tzemer. The same exact Gizeh Tzemer. So the kasha just keeps on going. That we can't make, that cannot be the guideline. That cannot be the guideline. That's the Hezbollah. I therefore think that we have to learn Tosfos differently. And again, I believe that that's Rashi was not bothered with this. And that's why Rashi held it so gray that you cannot call this a misasa. You can't call this is a misasik and not a shoygig. The only way I could make you a misasik, Rashi says, if something entirely different happens. I didn't want to cut that. That's Rashi's intent. That's Rashi's misasik. So Rashi's misasik is very geschmack. It's very, very... Tosfos is much more difficult. So this is what I think we need, one added knesh to understand Tosfos, and then we'll And again, with this we'll understand why Rashi took his approach and Tosfos took his approach. I think what Tosfos is saying is like this. All along throughout the Masechta, we said that the Chiv Chatas is always not just based on the Chet, it's based on the Shkoga, right? It's the mistake that you made. And your liability, the reason why you Chayiv Chatas is your liability not for the action only, but for the mistake that led to the action. And this really fits with many Sugyas and Shas, meaning Lamoshal, Torbet Val Mitzvah. The whole sugi in Shabbos, right? The big sugi in Shabbos. We'll have it soon in the Daf Hayomi. It's right around the corner, Rabbi Elazar de Mila, where somebody went ahead and they had two brisim to do. And they did the wrong baby. They did the Sunday baby on Shabbos. It's a Shaila also mitzvah. Friday baby on Shabbos is also mitzvah. It's a Shaila Torbet Var Mitzvah has to be also mitzvah, loy also mitzvah. But if somebody was busy doing a mitzvah and he made a mistake, so it's brought down that according to Manda Oma, who says Torah Dvar Mitzvah is potter from a chattis. Why are you potter from a chattis? You still made a shkoga. The teretz is, the chet you did, but you have no liability for shkoga. Why don't you have liability? Because there's a kol Torah kula dikadin that when you Torah Dvar Mitzvah, it puts your brain on recess. Okay, there's a certain, normally a Yid has to always think. I said this by a hesped I gave in Torah V'Das on Rabbi Yankov a couple of years ago. I had to capture one thing about Rabbi Yankov that it's hard to capture a Gadol. So I said, Rabbi Yankov held a Yid has to always think. There's no such thing as the mind in recess. And Rabbi Yankov used to say over that Chazal say that the whole Maaseh with Manoyach, Amor Etzoyah. He was an Amoritz. Why was he Amoritz? So the Gemara says, because when his wife came to tell him that the Malach is there, it says, Vayelech Manoach Achar Ishtoi. The Gemara says, in Erevin, you're not allowed to go after a lady, even your wife, you're not supposed to walk behind. Shlomo Zalman has a whole heter b'zman hazeh. But I'm saying, yes, but and since so Rabbi Yankov said, I don't understand. Here's a childless couple, and a malach comes and tells his wife, and now the wife is coming to get her husband. He's supposed to be thinking now, oh, there's an Indian that you're not supposed to go achrek yishta mishugin cup. That's what he's running his wife. What's going on here? He says, you see, a Jew has to always think. Those things, well, no, you got to think. And that's why, even at that moment, that's already enough. That's enough, the Gemara's level. So that was Rabbi Yankov, always thinking. So Lamaise, we find that when somebody's busy with a mitzvah, Mazik Erev Shabbos, Hizik Birshus. When the mind is Torah b'mitzvah, so the Torah puts your mind on a shtickle recess. Because I'm busy with one mitzvah. So I could be Torah b'mitzvah. Chos is part of Mikrishma. He's Torah b'mitzvah. Tirda the mitzvah. So the pshat is very simple. Since part of the ingredient to be chayv achatas is the shkoga, that means that your state of mind is critical for the chayv achatas. And therefore, if your mind was busy with a mitzvah, and through that, during that tkufa, you made a shkoga, we can't hold you responsible for the shkoga. A mistake happened, but to be chayv achatas, it has to be that your mind was on a high alert obligation. And when you're doing a mitzvah, your mind is on a low alert obligation. And therefore you put, that's how I touched up Torah b'dvar mitzvah. What kind of p'tur is that? He's not an onus. He's not an onus. He could have worked it out. He's not a total onus. The Torah says if he's Torah b'mitzvah, we're not machayev of his mind to be focused on this as well. And therefore he's put. Now, if that's the case, I think we could say very posture what Tosfos is saying. What Tosfos is saying is like this. If somebody made a mistake, right, which somebody else, anybody else in the world could have made that same mistake. Anybody else could have made that same mistake. Meaning, there was nothing about what he did which was identifiable at the time in the action itself that he was doing. When he was cutting the tolosh, it's exactly the same like cutting the mechubah. There's nothing different. There's nothing about this act that could be identified. There's no scientific, there's nothing about the act, right? So, Mamela, anybody else doing this would have, in this act, would have done the same thing, the same ma'aseh. So therefore, the shgoga doesn't connect to the ma'aseh. The shgoga and the ma'aseh have to link. And the misasik is where the shgoga is not interwoven into the act that you did. The machshava that you had and the ma'aseh that you had were not interwoven, that we could say, well, now it's true. Could have you found out that this thing was tolish? Tolish, absolutely. But if you thought it was tolish, for whatever reason you thought it was tolish, that's a previous matzav. That has nothing to do with chet or not chet. That's a previous matzav. Now, based on the act itself that you did, the act itself, the shkoga is not interwoven in the act. Anybody else having this prior assumption, this act itself, there was no shkoga in the ma'is avera that you did. Whereas, same thing now, chaylev and shuman. If you have a piece of chaylev on the table and you think it's shuman, so your shkoga was in identifying the piece of meat that's in front of you before you eat it. You're about to eat it. What is it? Is it chaylev? Or is it shuman? It's in the ma'isa of what you're about to do of eating. There's an identity question, which you didn't identify. That identity doesn't matter if it's an identity question in halacha, or it's an identity question in metzias. Right now, the identity of this object is in question, and you now were negligent, You ate this chatich, chayav chatas, for eating this chatich. One second. If you have chaylev and shuman in front of you, and you accurately identify them, you accurately identify them, this is chaylev and this is shuman, and then as you were doing the act, it was nischalev, it was switched, so then it comes out that your shkogo wasn't in the maisavera. It wasn't the vart that I had some kind of negligence, which that negligence caused me to do the avera. It was a ma'oira that triggered the thing. It was an occurrence. It wasn't my negligence that triggered me to do the chet. Same thing, ishtoi v'achoise. If you didn't verify that this is your wife, you didn't verify this is your wife, say, shit. So you didn't verify if this lady is an elf on you. Avada, that's called a shogeg. No difference than you didn't verify if it's Shabbos today. Or you didn't verify if this is a malacha today. Of course, that's a negligence. But if your wife and sister are with you, and you mechaven to have with your wife, and now they want a schalef, so it wasn't a shkoga, it was an occurrence. There was an occurrence that led to this. There was an occurrence that led the Avera to happen. It wasn't your shkoga that led it to happen. It was an accident, but not a shkoga. Misasik is like an accident. An accident happened. When you do a mitzvah, also an accident happened. But we don't value that shkoga to be mechayev yuchatas because your mind was busy with this. Here, your mind was busy with something that was mutach. Taka mutach. And then an accident happened. An accident happened. So then the occurrence, an accident you put, according to Tosfos, an accident you put from a chatas. It has to be that the shkoga triggered the chet, your knowledge or your misknowledge is what triggered the chet, not your lack of knowledge triggered the chet, not an occurrence triggered the chet. When the wife and the sister flipped, or a person is going to take the piece of chaylev and somehow it slipped and he got the shuman instead, or he went to get the shuman, that wouldn't be a problem. He went to get the shuman and it slipped, he got the chet. So it wasn't there, the shkoga, it was an accident that happened.
But just like the case of the shuman and the chaylev, he should have had to get a responsibility to check it out. The same thing with whatever he cut, he should have checked it out. Same scenario in my eyes. You should have checked it out.
Oh, that's again. That is the critical issue here. That's where we have to go back to the first svara that we said, which is that yes, cutting is considered the same act. Meaning, when you're actually cutting, you have the chiyuv to identify what you're actually doing, and he didn't identify what he was doing. It turned out that there was something outside of the act, not that was a shgaga, there was something outside of the act that made him do this, that made this happen. But that's not called an in the act itself. That's the nafkamina. You're right. Rava, Abaya, taka holds like you. But Rava holds, you hop what I'm saying? Rava holds, we look at it now, by Achilles Shuman, it's in the act itself. You ate a piece, you ate this, it's in the achil itself, it's not outside of the act, it's in the act. So basically, there has to be a shkoga in your maisa in order to be mechayev yuchatas. There can't be an outside occurrence that triggered it to happen, and that now makes a lot of sense if you think about asher chota bo. The chota really is referring to the shkoga. The shkoga has to be bo. The shkoga has to be in the act that you did. So when we say chota bo, it's not the chet. It's asher shogag bo. The shkoga has to be in the act that you did. And that's what Tosfos means. And when Tosfos says, everybody else would say it's mutter. That's exactly what Tosfos means. So Mela, what you did, there was no chota bo. There was something on the outside that did. It could be an accident, it could be they flipped, it could be, but it wasn't in the shkoga of the act. In that case, you put it from a chatz. That's shittus Tosfos. Okay, I have to stop here.